What a blessed and beautiful day to be here, isn't it? Is God good?
Yes.
Is God good?
All the time.
Okay, you guys seem confused. Want to make sure we knew. You know, we are working on a very short timetable. I really want to let you guys know how proud I am of you for standing up here. These kids that we have in our youth group are not what you would call outgoing. They're very nature, they're very shy, and they're wonderful. I love you guys. I really appreciated getting to spend time with them and play some games with them up at NYR. They're great kids, and so took a lot of courage to stand up here, and I really, really appreciate you guys having the courage to do that. You know, as we look at mountaintop experiences, they are amazing, aren't they? Julie and I, we went up Monday night, stayed a little bit Tuesday, and I mean, I just felt the energy from being there, from watching God's people gather together and to worship. And, you know, the truth is that we often need mountaintop experiences, don't we? We need that time to get away. And one of the perfect examples of that was Elijah. You see, Elijah was fearful for his life. There was a queen Jezebel who worshiped Baal, loved Baal, and God had sent Elijah to go and to prove to the children of Israel that he was in fact God. And so after a big display, what ends up happening is that all of the priests of Baal are slaughtered. Just slaughtered. And Jezebel takes an oath and says, whatever it takes, I will make sure that Elijah is dead. I am going to kill that man. I'm going to destroy him. And you know, for us as people, we have those same types of things that happen in our life, don't we? Those things that seem to weigh us down. Those things that seem to make us feel like the world is just going to crush us. There's not enough time. There's not enough resources. There's not enough of the things that I need to actually accomplish what I want to do. And so we just start to feel overwhelmed. And that's exactly what Elijah felt like. He felt crushed. He felt alone. He felt like he had done all this work for the Lord, and like there was just nothing left for him. And so we look at Elijah, and he runs, and he hides, and he complains to God. And God, being who he is, reveals himself to Elijah. In 1 Kings 19, verse 11, then he said, this is God, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And suddenly a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here, Elijah? We need times to go and hear God. We need to have that opportunity to escape from the problems of the world. And things like NYR are really, really helpful for that. I mean, like Eric said, you're cut off from everything. Like, I'm a grown-up and I don't get to use my phone. What's up with that? But you get cut off from all of these things. And so there's an aspect of power to that. When you're sitting there in the valley and the sun is setting over the back of the mountains and this band is playing and the music is full of energy and you see these teenagers just up there hopping, excited, full of energy, ready to go for the Lord, Or when you see the altar call at the end and you see these kids just flood down to talk about their problems, those things are powerful. To me, that's like watching the rocks break down. To me, that's like watching the fire consume. It's like watching this earthquake. But you see, those things, while they're powerful, are only representative of one thing, that our God is powerful, that our God can do anything. He can crush anything. He can destroy anything. He can build anything back up. Our God can do anything and everything. But you see, God was not in the earthquake. God was not in the fire. He was in the still, small voice. And so when we have these mountaintop experiences, and what we come back with is these earthquakes and fires, when we get back down here, you know what you're left with? A bunch of rubble. That's what you're left with. God wanted to speak to you guys up on that mountain. He wanted to talk to you. He wanted to remind you who you are. He wanted to remind you how powerful he is and what he can do in your life. But what you need to hold on to is that still, small voice, because God is speaking to you, saying, no matter how you feel, I'm with you. And when God told Elijah, "What are you doing here?" he was simply saying, "I got you. You were doing what you were supposed to do. You were fighting my battles. You don't need to come and hide here. I'm with you." And so I want you guys to remember that. God is with you when you go back to school. God is with you and is standing by you in whatever struggles you're facing in your life. And while those mountaintop experiences remind us who God is, being a believer means living firm where we are today. Now, some of you may be going through struggles, and you'll want prayer. And if that's something that we can do for you, we want to be available for that. If you're here and you don't know the Lord, you don't have a relationship with the Lord, we want to talk with you about that too. We want to be available so that you can know the Lord and His will for your life. And so we want you to think about those things. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to thank you for these mountaintop experiences that you give us. I want to thank you for the fact that you're not afraid to show us how powerful you are, that you're not afraid to show us and to tell us that we are important and that you will move mountains for us. And Lord, I pray that as this time ends for our teenagers, for our young adults, and as they go back to their lives and go back to the world, I pray that you will just keep whispering to them through your word. Keep whispering to them as they go about their lives and remind them that there's nothing too big for you, nothing that they can't turn over to you, nothing that you're not strong enough to overcome. Lord, I pray that for all of us as a congregation, that you'll help us to remain strong and faithful to you, that we'll hold true to your word, and that we will be a people trusting in you. I pray this in your Son, Jesus Christ's most holy name. Amen.